Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Nope. It's View from the Bleachers, semi-live from Studio A. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Good, good, good. Good week?
So far.
So far. It is, once again, Tuesday. It feels it. Right, it is Tuesday? Yeah.
Yeah,
it feels a Tuesday.
It is.
It looks a Tuesday out there.
It doesn't feel like a Tuesday, but...
Yeah.
It doesn't, not for me, it doesn't feel like. I just got back from a trip in Chicago for the last 3 days.
Good vacation. Way to go, guy.
Yeah. Felt good. That was awesome.
Yeah. Well, lucky you.
Hey.
Maybe one day.
One day.
Hey, sports.
Sports.
Let's talk about a couple of things in the sports.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm actually going to start out with... I want to talk about Bill Belichick.
Is that where you want to start?
You know what I'm saying? Yes. For anybody out there who does not know who Bill Belichick is... Bill Belichick.
On a rock,
well, you know, yeah, maybe. We all live on a big old rock, Holton. Well, yeah. Bill Belichick, the former head coach of the New England Patriots. He also was a former head coach of the Cleveland Browns and the Jets for one day. He was, for the last 22 years, the head coach of the New England Patriots with Tom Brady as his quarterback. He won, I want to say it was 7 Super Bowls, right? Eight?
8 with 6 with the Patriots, 2 with
there it is.
Other...
Two. Well, he was an assistant coach for the Giants as well.
Yep.
The best coach, the best head coach.
Oh, he's a Hall of Famer.
In football ever. One of the best coaches, period, of any professional sports.
Mutually parted ways with the Patriots last
Correct.
Year.
Correct. Had one down, literally had one down year of in 22.
Yeah.
Decided to step away. Interviewed for one head coaching job in the NFL last year.
I think
semi-interviewed.
It was a couple, but that was public, but yeah.
The Falcons said no thanks. And then he spent the year, I saw him on TV a lot.
He built his brand and kind of changed that perception of who he is.
I mean, I listened to his podcast. I've listened.
Yeah.
He's smart, man. He's so smart.
I mean.
Well organized.
Yeah. The fact that he got on one of the shows on the NFL Network was with Ryan Clark, Ocho.
Yes. Yep.
And Jake Long.
There
not
you
Jake,
go.
Not Jake Long. Is it Jake Long?
I don't remember. But. Yes, former NFL players.
He was on Pat McAfee.
Yep.
As a regular.
I watched him with the Manning brothers on the Manning cast.
Every first half he was always on. I mean.
Correct.
He's got a personality, and you could see how he could be.
The only thing that would keep that kept him from getting another job, I would assume, was his age at 70? 72. I believe he was 72 years old. He accepted the job as the head coach of North Carolina football. No, regular old North Carolina. Tar Heels. Yep, North Carolina Tar Heels have gone from now a basketball school to a Bill Belichick school. He signed a 3-year contract to become the head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels. It's such an odd jump. I say it's a step down, although the amount of work that it takes to be an NFL head coach is really similar anymore to what it takes to be a college coach. You really have to be a CEO type in college anymore because you are getting free agency. You Right. are getting signings. You are getting constant player development. You're getting players leaving. You're essentially trading. You know, like you could flip rosters every single year,
Right.
transfer portal. Your assistant coaches matter. And that's what Bill Belichick did exceptionally
Right.
well in for New England was organizing the structure around him so that everyone was successful. Everyone was on the same page.
Well, he had said that his intent was to be more, you know, develop, you know. And, you know, we know that he's not going to go to house visits to recruit. He's not, you know, stuff like that.
I mean, if he does, it's really like pulling out the... You're pulling out the ace at that point. You're slapping the ace on the table at that point.
But
Bill Belichick shows up to your
house. He wants kids to come in because they know that he's going to develop them, and
yep.
if you've got NFL caliber talent, you're going to get it. You know,
an honest evaluation too.
Everybody's going to see you
because along with getting the best those players, you're also going to get the coaches who want
right.
that same exposure. You're going to
get
former NFL players who just want to get a chance, much like at Alabama, just to be a consultant for the North Carolina team to be around a Belichick. You're going to guys like unemployed former head coach Mike Vrabel.
Yeah,
could find himself in the college game. It opens up the door for a different level of...
Well, it opens up the door for, you know, Teddy Bridgewater.
Correct.
who was the head coach of his alma mater.
Mm-hmm.
He won. But it gives a chance for Bill to go, okay, I know these people. I know this talent. I want some of these who maybe aren't as experienced and won't get shots in the NFL. I'll bring them in here.
Yeah.
They'll get, and their people will look. I mean, you're going to – don't be surprised in 3 years that there's head coaches coming from
– Correct. Yep. You know, the Bill Belichick coaching tree in the pros was incredible. It came from Bill Parcells. Bill Parcells, former Giants coach, multiple Super Bowl winners, considered one of the greatest head coaches of all time. He had a coaching tree that in Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick has spawned half a dozen pro coaches, tons and tons. You see, you know, I don't have the lists in front of me. He's a player development guy.
Yep.
I have some doubts that a 72-year-old is going to – he's a three-year deal.
Yep.
75 years old would make him one of the oldest head coaches. I believe Bill Snyder for Kansas State a couple years ago was pert near 80.
Pert near.
But Bill Belichick's going to be 75. You know, he's a young 75, I guess. You know, he talked about during his press conference being around young people is, you know, it gets you going. And he said,
he has validity. He has that respect.
Yeah.
No matter what, no matter where he went, whether it was NFL, college, whatever, he's got that pedigree of anybody to go, oh my, you know.
Yeah, and he sounds like a guy who just loves being a coach. He looks like a coach, talks like a coach. He's a coach. He sounded exciting. It's for the first time ever. I don't think I've ever thought about North Carolina football in my entire existence. And now, much like Deion did with Colorado, you're going to see the North Carolina Tar Heels leading Sports Center.
By the way, five-year deal.
Oh, is it a five-year deal? Okay. That's a long time, although, you know.
Guaranteed for the first two or three, I think. But anyway.
I mean, I can't picture a guy like that getting fired because North Carolina, their previous head coach was Mac Brown. Mac Brown was in his 70s when he retired. He was a extremely long-time coach. He'd been there for like 20 years. They don't feel like – you don't bring Bill Belichick in and fire him after a five-win season. No. You don't. You keep him around for that entire 5 years because the whole time – you know, are going to talk about Bill Bell. I'll be interested to see the recruits that show up to North Carolina now.
Especially now, college is NIL and everything else. It's about money.
Yes.
What do you think is going to happen with that team and that stadium? Yes. You know, who's going to want to? You're going to want to go just to see them probably get blown out.
Nearly every college has CEOs that have some money, and now with the NIL deal, if you're a university with some good boosters and a good plan in place, and they are written plans. Like they are paying, I saw SMU pays each football player $36,000 per year.
But I don't.
It's a contractual.
Right. But I also don't think he'll hold to his principles going, I'm not paying you $8 million to play.
He's not the one paying him. This would be an interesting test case for this NIL because. As much as Bill, he wants to develop and coach. You can't do that if you're not getting the players, right? So eventually, somebody I'll be interested to see if somebody gets in his ear. We got to pay him, players is not a crime anymore. It used to be 3 years ago, 4 years ago. If you were talking about paying a player $36,000, it better be in an envelope under the table. Nowadays, you're just a state employee essentially.
I understand that, but I think the principles. I mean. It comes along with Bill Belichick being who he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very old school mentality. He's not going to sit there and going, okay, I can bring this five-star recruit, but he wants $8 million. I'm not going
to
do that.
It'll be interesting to see because
I guarantee it won't.
He's never been a college coach. Like that's the interesting thing to me is he's never experienced this side of
it's still football
athletics.
You know, I know, I understand.
The player management stuff is something that is not in the NFL as much, but it kind of is.
Like but he was around it, though, his dad.
Oh, that's fair.
Coached it.
His dad was a head coach yet, or an assistant coach, something like that at North Carolina.
Yes.
Yeah.
So but that's
a nice full circle.
Yep.
So that was, like I said, Bill Belichick.
I mean, he's already
North Carolina.
He already has some of his staff.
Sure.
Michael Lombardi as his general manager.
I've recognized that name from, I would assume
it's NFL Network.
There we go.
You know, but he was an exec for a long time, really considered, but kind of took a step back because he just, you know.
Well, for a lot of these guys, getting a job for these networks has got to be a better job than getting fired from somebody.
Offensive assistant is Freddie Kitchens. He got looks
that
like.
Is a former Browns head coach. I remember that from a couple of years ago.
Yep. Andrew Blaylock. You
former
might not
player.
Know that name.
That's a former player.
Blaylock. He's also a player personnel department.
Interesting.
Yep. But the list is already.
Wow.
Yeah, it's adding Joel O'Neill.
Very interesting
he's
amount
a scout
of
scout for the NFL for a long time.
You're bringing in some high end talent. And actually, they said the same thing about Colorado. Deion Sanders has brought in guys like, I didn't realize Warren Sapp is an assistant coach for Colorado. Didn't know that until today. Yeah. I read that in an article. That explains why guys want to go.
It'll be interesting. I think everybody will give him a pass probably for 2 years for college.
Yeah.
And it'll be after that to see if he stays or somebody 2 years from now is going to go, hey, Bill,
we need
you to fix this. So it'll be interesting. It'll be a good story.
So we're going to keep on. Random college hires.
Yep.
Just to go down that that line. So Deion Sanders kind of opened the door for just pick a guy. Let's name him a coach. Let's put a name, a face and a name to our program.
Right.
Bill Belichick, of course, not just a face and a name. But here's one for you. Michael Vick.
Yes.
Michael Vick interviewed last week, give or take, for the head coaching job at Sacramento State somethings.
Sure. Right.
Over the course of the next week, word got out that he was going to be a head coach. So he was offered a job at Norfolk State University, which is just a couple miles away from his hometown in Virginia. Michael Vick had one of the most electric college careers that I have ever seen. 1999, he had a year it was incredible. Finished third in the Heisman as a sophomore. Just so fast, so strong, incredible in college. Was picked by the Falcons. And had a couple of the greatest years I've ever seen. He personally single-handedly broke Lambeau Field.
Right.
His playoff game against Lambeau at Lambeau was the first time anybody had beat the Packers at home in a playoff game in 30 years. Then he went to prison for dogfighting, which is awful and terrible. And he paid his debt of society. He then came back to the NFL. And played for a couple of years for, I believe, he was the backup for an Eagles team and a backup for a Steelers team. Then he retired. He's since then, I've seen him on TV here and there, but he's now the head coach at Norfolk State University.
Nice.
Yeah. Never coached before. So this will be, that's another one of those test cases. If you're Norfolk State, you're just excited to get your name in the paper.
Yep.
Like, this is the first time I've ever known of them as a university at all, so... that's another random hire in the NFL. But, you know, it worked for Deion. I'm sure there's other players, you know, former Scott Frost was a former player for Nebraska. He got fired from Nebraska because he was a terrible head coach.
Right.
So, you know, like maybe it doesn't work out all the time, but you got to have a name if you're Norfolk State. And they got one. They got themselves Michael Vick. So that was interesting.
Teddy Bridgewater.
There we go. Teddy Bridgewater, head coach at...
Miami Northwestern
High School.
Yeah.
They won the state championship, I believe, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they
absolutely.
Yes. And he came from the NFL, retired. He had one of the worst injuries I've ever seen in football.
Yes.
Played for a couple more years after that, retired, you know, successfully retired.
A backup. He started some games as a backup. I mean, it just after that injury.
His first 2 years, I never thought he'd be in the NFL again. So he came back and was able to retire on his own. You're seeing a lot of former players. Turns out, it's opening up. You know, like younger general managers are opening themselves up to better ideas. And whether they're general managers in college or in the pros, they're starting to realize name recognition means something. Fresh ideas in the room. No matter where they come from, are a really, really good idea. So you're seeing it in a lot of sports, but especially in college sports where youth matters. You know, like young head coaches in basketball happens quite a bit too. You got to walk into somebody's house and convince their parents that they want to spend the next 2 to 4 years.
I mean, it helps that they're a Hall of Famer as well. You know,
and being able to look at them and show them a Super Bowl ring or show them a Hall of Fame ring. I know who Michael Vick is. I'm guessing.
Isn't Ed Reed a coach?
Ed Reed is also a coach. That is correct. That was another one that I forgot. Yeah. Yep.
Speaking of younger players,
Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis is the one we talked about a couple weeks ago. Yes, he is the head coach, and I'll look it up again. But yes, I'm fairly certain I saw Ray Lewis was being looked at as the head coach for some university. Also, see what else happened.
FAU.
There we go, Florida Atlantic University. Yep, they're another one of those deep.
Or he's a candidate right now.
Deep pocket universities that you attach a face and a name to it, you can get somewhere.
Right.
Also, what happened in college? The Heisman Trophy presentation happened over the weekend.
Oh.
It did. Yep. Yeah. For anybody who follows college basketball, they knew that. For anybody not, this year it came down to running back from Boise State, Austin Gentry, and wide receiver slash cornerback slash return guy, Travis Hunter for Colorado. Travis Hunter put up, he was on the field for like 400 some snaps. He offensively, he had 14 touchdowns, 93 receptions. Started on offense as the number one receiver for a Colorado team that's also going to feature the number one pick in the draft in Shedeur Sanders, Deion Sanders' kid. And then on defense, he had 3-4 picks, 60 tackles. He had an incredible year on both sides of the ball. Put up numbers, first full-time defensive player since Charles Woodson to win the Heisman. Pretty incredible numbers. Austin Gentry played for Boise State, so a lot of his games were on really late, or you didn't watch them, or they were against a team that Rice or something, Utah State, teams that they were beaten pretty well. So he's getting a lot of yards against teams at 12:30 at night, and so he finished second. But closest Heisman race in quite a long time, and I think that was kind of exciting to see. It's always fun to watch that Heisman Trophy presentation.
By the way, Austin Gentry had almost 2,500 yards.
Yeah. No, when you put him all time, it's
29 TDs. Yes. So, yeah, I can see how he'd be nominated at least.
Yep. He put up numbers that haven't been touched for a running back in a very, very, very long time. But Travis Hunter did things that no one has ever done in college.
He played both sides of the ball.
Correct. And did them both at an all-pro level.
Sure.
Also won for, I believe, the Biletnikoff Award for best wide receiver in football this year, too. He'll be a top three pick, no doubt, in the draft. And, it'll be interesting to see a guy. I've never seen a player, much like Shohei Ohtani, I've never seen a player in football play both sides of the ball all the time.
Not all the time. I mean,
you'll see a return guy, right? Like Deion. But he was only a return guy.
Yeah, for the most part. He was thrown in certain
you'd
plays.
You'd find spots for him. There were spots for the Patriots where a guy like Troy Brown would appear in the secondary based on injuries. But not
as a starter on both sides.
I mean, I don't know how the coaches feel about that. If you're the secondary coach, or do you really want to split your time with the wide receiver coach? If you're the general manager, do you want to double your injury risks for a guy? I don't know.
He's a baller.
As he said, I did it in high school. No one stopped me. I did it in the pros. No one stopped me. And I would be certain that no one would probably be able to stop him from at least giving it a try. If nothing else, you'll see him appear on offense. And
he's a specialty, or something.
Slot corner,
maybe
slot receiver kind of thing.
Let's say he does. I mean, the guy is built like a.
I mean, he's incredible to watch.
Yeah, if you're physically wise, he's just
watching the highlights of him. You start to see during that presentation. Oh, yeah,
because more times than not, the reason why a lot of people hardly ever play both sides is you're winded. I mean, it takes a lot out of you.
Yep.
But to play every snap almost.
Yep, he's a 6'1", 205-pound athlete. Incredibly good athlete.
Yeah.
And we will, now that college football season kind of takes the spotlight for a month or so, because you've got
playoffs
coming up fairly in the next week or so, you've got the college playoffs going on. There's three teams from the Big Ten making an appearance in that 12. We can talk a little bit more about that
next week. Sure.
I think
some of the games start the other game.
Yep. I don't want to talk about Ohio State, but we have to. Same thing Oregon, but we have to. That's how it goes. So that was all of the college sports.
Anything? I mean, is it?
Badger football lost a couple more recruits or a couple more transfers, but whatever.
It's
the new thing. Badger football in football, college football. There's a transfer window right after the season ends.
Yep.
That's about 3 weeks long, where players are just all over. They're crisscrossing the country. Coaches, I'd imagine, are losing their minds trying to keep up with.
So Fickle stays.
Oh yeah. You got to stay for another year. You got to fire a guy anymore. You have to fire a coach mid-season so that you can have a guy in place when the season ends to go to these recruits' houses to actually be the guy in charge. So yeah, he's there.
It's all in basketball.
Their basketball team beat Butler University. Butler is a couple of years removed from being in the NCAA championship game.
That's not saying
they're
much
a really good. They're good. They're in the Big East. They're sure. You know, 9-10. They dropped out of the top 25 because they lost three games in a row.
It's Badger basketball.
Yep, I was just gonna say the Big Ten season starts, so you're gonna see the Badgers, you know, finish fourth in the Big Ten, be a, you know, sixth seed in the tournament, and then I don't know because I'm always wrong anymore about how good they are. Now, I haven't been right once this year about how good they actually are.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, we'll just do the same thing we did last year where it's, oh, they're good, and then they lose. And then we talk about Stephen Crowell, and he goes, puts up an offer, and then, yeah, that'll be the season for the Badger basketball team. But
who's their head coach?
Still Greg Gard. Yeah, neat. Neat. How's Gary Anderson doing? Still missing some field goals?
I ain't worried about him now.
No? No, you've got a real kicker now?
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
Actually do.
So that's batch. That's all the college sports that I got.
What do you want? We've already.
Did it.
You got like 9 minutes.
Yeah. We're going to.
So you want to talk about the NFL?
So hard to not talk about the NFL. So we're going to go one more NBA All-Star tournament. Yeah. They're going to be playing a four-team tournament to determine cash. There's a cash prize in it.
Of course there is.
Instead of last year's game, All-Star game, which is in February. It's 211 to 198. Nothing about that was appealing. I stopped watching after the first quarter when there was 60 points scored in the first quarter. I stopped watching. I'd rather watch a celebrity all-star game.
At this point, I mean, there's...
I'd rather watch a dunk contest.
Right, but I mean, I think it can't be physical because you don't want to risk anything. A lot of these players don't want to risk getting hurt.
Correct. Yep.
You know,
and
that's what it is.
Pure exhibition and $250,000 for the winner of these tournaments. It's
some of these
three games in one night. So that's interesting. Instead of an all-star game, it's three teams of all-star games where it's like Shaq, Kenny Smith, and Charles Barkley pick the teams. The fourth team is the best young players.
Sure.
There's that are playing. So you've got an interesting angle in there.
But still.
Three games. I'm going to watch, you know, just like I watched the last time when they started tweaking rules on me.
Yeah.
So that'll be at least something interesting.
Mm.
Nothing? Doesn't do much for you?
No.
You want to talk about Kirk Cousins, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Tell me
well,
about...
Well, let's first talk how the game was went over there. Your Packers played the Seattle Seahawks at Seattle, which I think this is the first time they've won in Seattle in a long time.
That is correct. Going back to some ugly playoff losses to Mike Holmgren. Yes, it's been a while. And, you know...
They look pretty good.
They look pretty good. They played... look good against teams they should beat.
Yeah.
Which is what you're supposed to do. They're sitting at 10-4. It's, you know, it's the same thing. I still feel like you're a bad Jordan Love game away from losing in the first round of the playoffs.
Sure.
It's not hard for me to picture them being the worst team in the playoffs.
There's a lot of people that are talking them up a lot more than I think they should.
Going back a year, I think it's a lot of people have to double down on their, they called this last year. You're hearing a lot of guys say on sports radio, we talked about this in the offseason, the Green Bay Packers are the next team that takes that leap. So you got to just keep saying it. You got to just keep saying, yep, I said this last month, they're on the rise. Now they're 10-4. I know they're not as good as the Lions or the Vikings, who are tied atop the division at 12-2.
What's that?
The Vikings are at 12-2.
Who's their quarterback?
They still got Sam Darnold, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How many Super Bowls have they won?
Doesn't matter.
This doesn't matter. This is year.
The past doesn't matter.
Does this feel like the year? It's
starting to feel that way.
Is this the year that a team that hasn't won one wins one?
I mean, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen this year as long as we get past Philadelphia.
Sure.
But, I mean, what did I say at the beginning of the season about Sam Darnold?
I mean, he's going to make them the playoffs, right? I'm fairly certain you were confident. You were as confident in Sam
that
Darnold.
That O'Connell was going to make him look and have a rebirth.
Yeah.
He's going to, no matter what, he's going to get a big contract next year.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I don't know where it's going to be from, but somebody is going to pay him. If somebody was willing to pay Kirk Cousins $160 million over 4 years, somebody is going to have to pay Sam Darnold something over some amount of guaranteed years, right?
But there's a possibility that Sam takes a little bit of a pay cut going, hey, and stays with Minnesota because you go, hey, you did this for me.
I mean,
pay me, just make it right, you know, kind of thing. I don't know if he'll get, I think he'll be like a 28, 35 million.
Sure. Well, I mean, the nice
thing
about,
that'd be,
I was going to say, the nice thing about taking a team-friendly deal is you're still going to make like $30 million guaranteed, which is I would I mean, it's easy for me to say not making $30 million a year, but I'd rather take $30 million guaranteed from the Vikings than say $50 million guaranteed from the Raiders, right? Yeah. Like, I don't want to take.
He knows what he's getting.
Correct.
You know, yeah, Green Bay. Do I worry about them always because sure. they are Green Bay?
They're Matt LaFleur has proven himself to be a top flight coach in the league.
Yeah, but you're right. I think Jordan Love is, like I said, just a few interceptions away from just losing it all.
He's not putting up numbers any dissimilar to Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
He's not putting up any numbers really than a lot of quarterbacks who've been benched.
Minnesota or Detroit lost over the weekend to Buffalo.
They did.
Buffalo looks great.
They scored them that I watched that entire game.
Yeah.
There was 90 points scored. It was 48-42. It was a good game. Like,
yeah,
it wasn't.
But I think Detroit has peaked.
Sure.
They lost Montgomery for the rest of the year.
They've lost a defensive tackle as well.
They've lost. They got 14 players on IR. Defensive.
Correct. Yep.
You know, and that hurts.
In this war of attrition that is the NFL season, it really, that's what that, you know, that extra week really does make such an emphasis on depth and winning games with your B team.
Yep.
And you're, you know, there's every team in the league now is having to win games with their B team.
Yeah.
Or are a B team, you know?
Like, right. So they lost, which puts Minnesota, they won handedly against Chicago last night.
Bad, man. Chicago at 4-10.
Nothing was better than being in a place where we were eating and they had a big screen on of the game in Chicago.
Taking a trip to Chicago, watching the Bears lose. And as a Vikings fan, that would feel right.
I almost brought my jersey, but I didn't want to get shot in Chicago.
Yeah, you'd get.
I don't want to get.
The L train's a long ride with your Vikings jersey on. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I guess you can't, as a Vikings fan, cannot be disappointed at all.
No.
I mean, a lot of the expectations were it was going to be an 8-18 or an 8.
This was a team that was projected to win somewhere between 6 and 8 games.
Here we are 12-2.
12-2 again.
Tied with the Lions in the division. Tied with Philadelphia. I mean, we're in a 3-way tie for the number one.
Yes.
You know, if Minnesota wins out and beats Detroit,
this game at the end of the year with Minnesota and Detroit is going to mean a lot to a whole bunch of teams.
If if everybody, you know, the games play out the way they do.
Sure.
I mean, we're playing, I think.
Is the Minnesota Vikings home stadium an outdoor stadium?
No.
It isn't? Is it another dome? Okay. All right.
We play Seattle this week.
Okay.
You know, Green Bay plays.
Oh, they're the, they're the Monday Saints. They play Saints.
So they'll beat
Saints
the Saints
who are on their backup quarterback. Geno
Smith sounds like he might be out.
Okay.
So if Minnesota wins out and beats Detroit, we get the top.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a potential if Philly doesn't win all their games and loses, we could be the number one seed in the NFC.
That's pretty slick. That on your backup plan, right? Like this team, again, I still can't name 3 players on their defense. I can name Van Ginkle. I can name Greenard, and I can name
Cashman. Harrison Smith.
Harrison Smith. There we go. I can name 3. I can name exactly 3.
30 seconds.
Wow. Look at us, man.
We didn't talk about all football.
I didn't talk about Devin Williams getting traded to the Yankees.
Yeah. Next week. It'll still be at the end of next week.
That's true. Yeah, we can talk about that. Yeah, we can talk. That's really about it. All we missed. Man, what a great thing. Are we still in the season of giving?
Yes.
Oh, thankfully.
Till the 31st.
Man, we should give. There's prizes. There's things you win. There's coffee and cash.
Just go to the website, wdrt.org, for all the details, /donate.
Thanks,
there
man.
There it is.
That's good stuff. We got about 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.